This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Good day. This is Chris Blazewski with the New York Times Sports Sunday for Sunday, April the 28th, 2024, here on WRRS Radio Reading Service. And the first story featured in the Athletic version coming from the New York as the New York Times sports section. Winners and losers from round one of 2024 NFL draft. Eagles find their cornerback. Kirk Cousins gets slighted. At long last, the NFL draft finally has gotten underway from the city of Detroit. The first round is officially in the books, and each of the 32 selections bring a renewed sense of hope to the franchises that made those picks. But plenty of work remains. It'll take some time to see how these picks pan out, but that won't stop us from reacting and analyzing. We're taking a look at the winners and losers of the first round. Winners. Quarterbacks. Quarterbacks flew off the board Thursday night, with six of them going in the first 12 selections. Caleb Williams, first, Bears. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders, second. Drake May to the Patriots, third. Michael Penix Jr. to the Falcons, eighth. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings, 10th. And Bo Nix to the Broncos, 12th. Combined to tie the historic 1983 QB draft class for the most taken in the first round. But never have six gone off the board as fast as they did Thursday night. Some of these quarterbacks will likely start right away. Others may sit for a bit, but for now, they serve as symbols of hope of brighter days ahead for their new franchises. Another winner is the offensive players. Each draft reflects a different trend, and this year has a strong offensive flavor to it because it took 14 picks before the first defensive player came off the board. That player was UCLA edge rusher Liatu Latu, who went 15th to Indianapolis. In all, 23 offensive players went in the first round, while only 9 defensive players were drafted. Kyle Murray, the Arizona Cardinals quarterback last season, made his comeback from reconstructive knee surgery, but returned to an offense short on game-changing talent. But Cardinals officials used the fourth pick of the draft to acquire Marvin Harrison Jr., who is regarded by many as the best wideout in the draft. Harrison gives Murray and the Cardinals a polished route runner that also boasts good size and speed. Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles needed cornerback help, and they even made calls about potentially moving up in the draft so they could better position themselves to take the corner of their liking. But none of the teams ahead of them had a pressing need at corner, and Quinyon Mitchell landed in their laps at number 22 without Philly having to part with additional assets. Daniel Jones. The New York Giants did a lot of homework on the quarterbacks in the draft. There was talk they could have used a sixth pick on a passer, which could have signaled the end for Jones, who has largely disappointed since New York drafted him sixth in 2019. However, the Giants instead used a sixth pick on LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers, and that means Jones will likely get another chance to establish himself. LSU wideouts. First, Nabers at sixth, and then Brian Thomas Jr. went 23rd to Jacksonville. It's the first time that the LSU has had two first-round wide receivers. Now, Nabers and Thomas will look to join Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, DJ Clark, and Odell Beckham as the next great wide receivers from LSU. It was a big night as a whole for wide receivers, as a total of 7 came off the board in the first round. Losers. Kirk Cousins. Just months after they signed him to a 4-year, $180 million contract, the Atlanta Falcons stunned Kirk Cousins by drafting Penix. Cousins, who didn't learn of the team's plans until the Falcons were on the clock, is coming off a torn Achilles. But his recovery from surgery is going well, and he was looking forward to making Atlanta home. But now Cousins could be looking for another opportunity sooner than he anticipated. Most of the guaranteed money in his deal is in the first 2 seasons. Penix will likely sit and learn this year, and if Cousin falters in 2025, the Falcons could turn things over to the kid. Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders needed to find their long-term answer at quarterback and were believed to have interest in moving up in the draft to ensure they were in position to take one. Well, the Raiders didn't manage to move up, and by the time they got on the board at number 13, all six of the quarterbacks viewed as potential franchise saviors have been taken. For now, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew remain the Raiders' only options at quarterback. They could look for a passer in the second or third round, but such a player would likely be a project. Zach Wilson. The Broncos took Wilson off of the Jets' hands just a few days ago, and it looked as if Wilson might have a chance to reset, learn from Sean Payton, and potentially salvage his career in Denver. But then the Broncos used the 12th pick to draft Nix. Now the best Wilson can hope for is a slow learning process for Nix and struggles from Jarrett Stidham, who started two games in Denver last season, so he can somehow work his way on the field. Otherwise, his practice reps and playing opportunities will be severely limited. Defensive backs. Cornerbacks endured a long wait Thursday night as 21 players came off the board before Mitchell went to the Eagles. Mitchell, a Toledo product, does land in a good spot on a defense with a strong front, but it could have done without the wait. Mitchell's wait wasn't the longest, however. Two picks later, Alabama corner Terrion Arnold finally got the call as the Lions traded up to take him 24th. It was the longest cornerback wait endured since 1995 when Tyrone Poole went 22nd to Carolina and Ty Law 23rd to New England. Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills brass delivered a head-scratcher as they moved back in the first round after a trade of picks with the Chiefs. Kansas City used their pick to draft the speedy Texas wideout, Xavier Worthy. Buffalo needs help at wide receiver, and the Chiefs are the one team Buffalo can never figure out how to beat in the playoffs. So to pass up on a chance to help themselves and then to help strengthen a Chief adversary could really come back to haunt the Bills. Then to make matters worse, the Bills turned around and traded out of the 32nd pick, moving back to 33rd. The Panthers, who moved into that spot, used that pick to take South Carolina wide receiver Xavier Leggett, another player that really could have helped Buffalo. Grading every pick from round one of the NFL Draft. NFL Draft 2024 round one grades. Falcons, Broncos get C's for Penix and Nix. Bears earned two A's. Welcome to the Athletics pick by pick grades for round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. We broke down every selection as the drama unfolded throughout Thursday night. Which teams found their prospect or prospects they needed? Who might regret their decision down the line? Of course, we don't have full accurate answers to those questions for a few seasons, so our grades try to take everything into account. Pick value, trade costs, what the board looked like at the time of the selection, and so on. Here's how everyone did. Number one, Chicago Bears from Carolina, Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. There was only one rational path for the Bears to take, and they took it. With a top pick and a shot at Williams in hand, the Bears practically gave away well-liked former first-rounder Justin Fields earlier this offseason. This selection is the right choice at the right time for a franchise that hasn't had a starting Pro Bowl quarterback since Sid Luckman in 1942. In short order, Williams could be just the third Pro Bowl QB overall for the Bears in the Super Bowl era. The 2022 Heisman Trophy winner can lead in multiple ways and make every throw from any position included on the run. He didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down during his USC career and is seemingly in control in tight situations. He does need to work on fumbling issues, however. Number two, Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU. Also a grade A. It's a new day in Washington, D.C., now complete with a new quarterback, the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner, Daniels threw for 57 touchdowns and just 7 picks in 2 years with the Tigers. He was one of the most improved players in the country during that stretch. An electric dual-threat passer with elite speed and short area quicks in space, Daniels is unique and built for the modern game. Some had Daniels a bit behind Drake May, though Daniels was worthy of a top-5 choice this year. He has to be better against pressure and show he can throw inside the numbers, but he's a serious playmaker who knows how to lead and brings with him a terrific work ethic. Number 3 pick, New England Patriots, Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. This also gets a grade of A. The Patriots had options to trade down, perhaps stockpile talent at other positions, but their need at quarterback was greater. It's a risk for New England, which couldn't turn Mac Jones into a success, but it's the right one. When one looks at May, they can see a carbon copy of the prototypical quarterback. There's no question he has every tangible quality NFL personnel seek at the position, and his intangible gifts are obvious as well. But his career trajectory will tilt upward if he can slow down a bit and make all the plays. That's going to require patience from the Patriots front office, coaches, and players, and from May himself. Considering his potential, May have the most upside of any quarterback in the draft. That's worth betting on. Number 4 pick, Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. The Cardinals have more capital to work with in this draft than any other team. And GM Monty Olsenfort gets things started with a bang by adding a great new friend for Kyler Murray. Harrison is arguably the most complete receiver prospect we've seen in a decade, with no true holes in his game. His ability to adjust to off-target throws deep and underneath is unmatched in this class. A trade down definitely could have made Arizona's draft haul even greater, but the Cardinals needed a wide receiver. There's nothing wrong with sticking and taking the best player at an area of need. Great pick and possibly an elite one. Also a grade of A. Number 5 pick, Los Angeles Chargers, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Jim Harbaugh built Michigan into a national champion by fortifying its offensive line. He now will attempt to do the same with the Chargers. Harbaugh had plenty of opportunities to trade down, but starting his tenure with an elite left tackle was too much to discard. After beginning his career as a tight end, Alt slid to left tackle midway through his freshman year at Notre Dame and never vacated the position, making 33 consecutive starts. He has the requisite arm length, quickness, strength, and natural ability to play left tackle for a decade plus in the NFL. His father, John Alt, was a stalwart left tackle with the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1980s and 90s. The grade is an A-. New York Giants pick at number 6, Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. Nabers is an electric playmaker and arguably their class's most dangerous ball carrier in space, an incredibly smooth and explosive athlete with great ball skills. Nabers was an instant contributor in the SEC for LSU and made 161 catches for the last 2 seasons. There were some scouts who had Nabers ranked ahead of Harrison. He's that good. The Giants have questions about Daniel Jones, to be sure, but they still have so much work to do that bringing a first-round QB in to compete for the job wouldn't have made much sense. Nabers is an awesome talent, and it will instantly make one of the slowest offenses faster. This is a sensible, efficient, and potentially explosive draft pick. The grade for the Giants is grade A. Number 7 pick, Tennessee Titans, J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama. Tennessee absolutely needed a tackle as part of its offensive line reconstruction, and Latham has the potential to become an anchor for a decade. But is this the right spot for him? He was a right tackle at Alabama, and the Titans have a glaring need for a left tackle. If Latham can make that move, it's perfect. If not, this becomes a question mark. Perhaps the most powerful player in the draft, Latham caves in defenses when run blocking. He's massive, with an 85-inch wingspan and 35-inch arms. A second-team All-American last fall, Latham didn't miss a game and made 27 consecutive starts at Alabama. The grade is a B. 8th pick, Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. And we found our first stunner. Months after signing Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal worth up to $180 million, the Falcons go quarterback. And not J.J. McCarthy. Instead, it's Penix, the nearly 24-year-old lefty. This is beyond interesting. And for Cousins, perhaps feels like a bit of deja vu from his days alongside Robert Griffin III. Penix is a talented passer, to be sure, but there are questions here. His age, his health. He's had multiple leg injuries. His consistency as an accurate passer, and the fact Cousins is making a fortune. Penix doesn't throw the ball over the middle with nearly the same confidence he shows outside the numbers. He's going to have to figure out better answers versus pressure. But his arm talent is outstanding, and it's hard to bet against his perseverance. At number 8, though, this feels a reach. Time will tell, and The Athletic gives the Falcons a grade of C. 9th pick, Chicago Bears. Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington. The Bears have remade their offense in 2 short years, and by selecting Odunze after getting Williams at number 1, Chicago may have changed the trajectory of its franchise for perhaps the next decade. With Odunze, Keenan Allen, and DJ Moore working with Williams, the Bears have a potentially explosive offense. Yes, let that sink in. The FBS leader in receiving yards last year, Odunze has great size and length that eventually should lead him to playing X receiver. He's fast and explosive, with very good speed and a wide catch radius. Odunze can make big plays down the field in contested situations. In most drafts, he'd be the top receiver chosen and among the favorites for Offensive Rookie of the Year. This pick is given a grade of A+. 10th pick, Minnesota Vikings from New York Jets, J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, Michigan. What an offseason for the Vikings. After making a big pre-draft move, Minnesota was able to land a quarterback and climb one spot without surrendering its other first-round pick. Vikings sent number 11, 129, and 157 to the Jets for this spot, and number 203. All this mere months after Minnesota lost Cousins, its previous franchise QB. McCarthy's skill set has had NFL evaluators on alert for 3 years, though his work inside Michigan's run-heavy offense made it very difficult to totally project what he'll be immediately in the NFL. Very tough, aggressive passer in the mold of his former coach, Harbaugh, McCarthy's an unquestioned winner. He may need to learn behind Sam Darnold for a minute, but this is a great long-term fit with Kevin O'Connell, and he could be more ready early on than some believe. The grade is an A. Number 11, the New York Jets from Minnesota, Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle, Penn State. In the debate between need and want, the Jets went with the latter, and in doing so, laid a foundation for the future up front. Fashanu likely will get thrown in as a rookie and could become an anchor for the next decade. As tempting as tight end Brock Bowers had to be here, the Jets made the right move. Fashanu is left tackle, and that's important for the Jets' future. Massive and explosive, Fashanu was a force for the Penn State offensive line the last 2 seasons. He considered leaving for the NFL after the 2022 season, but chose to return and became a consensus All-American, the Big Ten's Offensive Lineman of the Year, and a finalist for the Campbell Trophy, the academic Heisman. The grade is an A. 12th pick, Denver Broncos, Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon. The 2024 quarterback thirst is very real. Make it 6 QBs gone in the top 12. This one somehow didn't feel as shocking as the Penix pick, in part because that already happened. There's a lot to like about Nix. In fact, the conversation surrounding the former Oregon passer is very similar to the one about Penix. He's older and comes with physical limitations. Unlike Penix, though, Nix played in a very college-style offense at Oregon. But Sean Payton knows quarterbacks, and Denver can't go anywhere without one. The fit here does work, as Nix's quick release and poise should fit pretty well with Payton's scheme. Still, as with the Penix pick, it sure feels like Denver could have gotten more value here. It's a bold move, if nothing else. The grade is a C+. The Las Vegas Raiders pick at number 13 was Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. To justify this pick, you have to think of Bowers as a pass catcher and not strictly as a tight end. When you consider that his versatility will allow him to play alongside last year's second-round tight end Michael Mayer, then it could be a major coup. The Raiders will need to work heavily out of 12 personnel to make this fit. It's a great value, but did Bowers fill a need? That said, Bowers is a steal at this point. The first two-time Mackey Award winner is the nation's top tight end. Bowers is a mismatch wherever he lines up, inline slot, backfield, or out wide. Few pass catchers find a way to get open like he does, and his 8.5 yards after catch average over his three seasons at Georgia is a rare number for his position. He was the best player on the field every time he stepped on it. Grade B+. New Orleans Saints. Talese Fuagu, offensive tackle, Oregon State. The Russian quarterbacks really helped out a lot of teams in the back half of round one. It helped the Saints here in a big way. Fuagu was a top two tackle on some NFL boards, top three on several more, and there wasn't a team in the league more in need of tackle help than the Saints, who just landed a road grader. Funga, 6'5", 324, was dominant at times on the Beavers' right side last season, as arguably the best run blocker in the country. This is a culture pick as anything else, too. Fuagu will help improve the team's overall toughness up front. Great value for the Saints in the middle of the first round. The grade is an A. Indianapolis Colts, Leatu Edge from UCLA. Took 15 picks, but Indianapolis finally selected this draft's first defensive player. And the Colts got a good one. Leatu, who might have been the best defensive player in college football last season. Indianapolis, meanwhile, ranked 28th in scoring defense, 24th in run defense, and allowed 22 rushing touchdowns. Leatu should help in every area, and he'll also enter the NFL as one of its best stories. His NFL dream nearly was derailed by a neck injury in 2020, which caused him to miss two seasons and led him to medically retire while in Washington. He was cleared to play again after surgery, then transferred to UCLA in 2022. The only question is whether a cornerback might have been a more impactful pick, but Leatu is a keeper. The grade is a B+. Seattle Seahawks pick was Byron Murphy, the second defensive tackle from Texas. Good things come to those who wait. Sure, we'll go with that. The Seahawks has had a need right in the middle of their defense for what seems like several years now. And after early runs on quarterbacks and tackles pushed the top defenders down, Seattle hit a whopper by landing the top interior defensive lineman in this draft. Murphy, who can play nose or three tech, is extremely powerful and explosive with a lethal punch at this point of attack. A smaller body in the Aaron Donald mold, Murphy is all gas off the line of scrimmage, and his natural leverage makes him a bear to deal with inside. Some teams value him as a top 10 prospect in this draft. This is terrific value for new Seattle head coach Mike McDonald. The grade is an A. Number 17, Minnesota Vikings from Jacksonville, Dallas Turner, Edge, Alabama. After losing Daniel Hunter in free agency, the Vikings needed some pass rush punch, so Minnesota jumped up six spots, sending numbers 23 and 167 plus third and fourth round picks in 2025 to Jacksonville, and grabbed perhaps the draft's most athletic pass rusher. Turner was considered by many to be a possible top 10 pick. Edge was a need for the Vikings, too, probably equal to cornerback. Turner was a consensus first-team All-American last season after posting 11 sacks and 15.5 tackles for loss and two forced fumbles. He solidified his first-round status with an impressive combine. He should replace Hunter quite nicely. Great as an A. 18th pick, Cincinnati Bengals. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia. Mims might be the freakiest athlete in the entire draft. The 6'7", 340-pounder has 36 1/8-inch arms, a near 87-inch wingspan, and 11 1/4-inch hands. He's simply a massive human. He also runs like a tight end and can deliver a punch that will deplete anybody. His ceiling is more or less out of this world. His floor, however, that's another conversation. Mims started just 8 games over 3 years at Georgia, missing 6 last year with an ankle injury. A right tackle only in college, Mims will make a ton of useful mistakes with his eyes and feet and will fall off blocks far too easily. However, with that time in an NFL system and the right offensive line coach, he could develop into a true star. The grade is B+. After this, let's just give the grades for each team. At number 19, the Los Angeles Rams picked Jared Verse, edge from Florida State, and they get a grade of B. 20, Pittsburgh Steelers got Troy Fontenot, a guard and tackle from Washington, and they get a grade of A. Miami Dolphins got Chop Robinson, an edge from Penn State. Their grade is B+. At 22, Philadelphia Eagles, Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback, Toledo. That grade is an A. Number 23, Jacksonville Jaguars, got Brian Thomas, wide receiver from LSU. Their grade is an A-. Detroit Lions, at 24, got Terrison Arnold, cornerback from Alabama. Grade is an A. At 25, Green Bay Packers got Jordan Morgan, a guard tackle from Arizona. And that grade is given is a C. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Graham Barton, center guard from Duke. Grade is A-. Arizona Cardinals, Darius Robinson, edge from Missouri. Their grade is an A-. Kansas City Chiefs, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas. That grade is a B. 29, Dallas Cowboys, Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle from Oklahoma. Their grade is a B. The Baltimore Ravens got Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson. Their grade, A-. 31st pick, San Francisco 49ers, Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver from Florida. Grade, a B-. And finally, the Carolina Panthers at pick number 32 took Xavier Leggett, wide receiver from South Carolina, and their grade is a C+. And now for a couple quick headlines. World Cup 2026, concern over fans' U.S. visa wait times. Your window might already be closed. Concerns have been raised with the United States government, including an official meeting in the White House over fears supporters may be deterred from the 2026 Men's World Cup owing to excessive wait times to process visa applications to visit the U.S. The U.S. tournament begins in 770 days, and it will be another 18 months before many countries will be assured of qualification. Yet the wait times for U.S. visa interviews in two Mexican cities are already in excess of 800 days. While it is 685 days in the Colombian capital of Bogota. In an NBA headline, Joel Embiid battling Bell's palsy turns in a 50-point masterpiece. And that'll do it for today's New York Times / The Athletic Sports Sunday. My name is Chris Blazewski, and I wish you a very good day.